This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Thursday, July 31, 2008. Church dismissed. The scripture is 1 Peter 2, verse 12. Live such good lives among the pagans that they may see your good deeds and glorify God. We have come to the end of our reflections on vertical habits. One way to remember them is to associate them with parts of a worship service. For example, we begin by saying, "I love you," to God. When we confess our sin, we say, "I'm sorry," and we get ready for the sermon by telling God, "I'm listening." Then, when we are dismissed at the end of worship, we say to God, "Send me." This dismissal is more important than we might think. As a pastor, I often notice that as I give the closing blessing, some people reach for their coats and purses. For them, these final words of worship give them a good opportunity to start making an exit. But there's a big difference between leaving worship and being dismissed from it. At the end of the service, God sends His people out of the church and into the world, where they continue to declare the praises of Him who called them out of darkness into His wonderful light. In some Christian traditions, the worship service is called a mass. This word comes from the Latin words traditionally spoken at the end of worship, ita missa est. These words mean, "Go, you are dismissed." They are among the most important words God says to us. Anyone can leave a worship service, but only God can dismiss us. Would you pray with me? Thank you, Lord, for calling us out of darkness and into light. Help us to live a life of praise in such a way that others will clearly see we belong to you. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.